So I think we're ready to start. In Ireland, we would say the late Robert Waszczak. That means he's gone to another world, but here in Poland, he was just late. He hasn't gone anywhere. Yeah? You're welcome, Robert. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our annual general meeting. A particular welcome to those that are joining us on webcam or some other modern viewing technology. We'll get some logistics out of the way first. I would like to introduce colleagues here. Margarete Zipper, a sworn translator of English. Robert Waszczak, who's taking the minutes of today's meeting, our notary. And Mukesh Gajinski, our independent legal advisor. And of course, you know our chief executive, Michal Gajewski. And I'm Jerry Byrne, the chairman of the bank. I understand that it says something about the longevity and the loyalty of our shareholders that you don't need any introduction about the voting mechanism. You're all experts on it. Is that correct? We don't need any teaching or schooling. So let me congratulate long-standing shareholders who know how to work our technology perfectly. So, the first thing we have to do today is elect a chairman. Could I have, and that chairman obviously has to be a shareholder, could I have nominations, please, from fellow shareholders for a nomination of a person to chair today's meeting? Are there any nominations?
So I would like to nominate Mr. Robert Kwaśniewski. Radosław Kwaśniewski, I'm sorry.
Does Mr. Radosław Kwaśniewski agree to run for chairman? Thank you. So our first vote today is to elect chairman of the meeting, and let's get that now underway. Technology working perfectly? Yes, indeed, it's working perfectly. Does Mr. Radosław Kwaśniewski accept the nomination? Good. So he's hereby appointed to chair our meeting today, and I'll hand over to him now. Thank you.
Dzień dobry, witam wszystkich.
Hello, good morning, everybody. Thank you for the nomination and for choosing me, the president of today's AGM. Now let us proceed to the meeting. Before we start the meeting, a few technical questions. the Net event, which is performing the services, technologically performing services today. I'd like them to give us the information on the votes and shares available at today's AGM. I would like to ask for the attendance list as well.
Proszę Państwa, zanim te czynności...
Ladies and gentlemen, before we do that, I'd like to clarify some technical questions. Before, I'd like to mention that the today's meeting is broadcasted online, live. This is a live transmission. I'd like to mention the best practices of AGMs and are a tradition of this AGM. I would like to cluster up the items which were announced in a due mode and they are available online. So now I'd like to ask each of you if everybody agrees to the proposed mode of proceedings. Okay, everybody agrees, but if you come up with any comments during the meeting, please tell them. One more technical question. As a shareholder, I'd like to apply for the secret ballot as the mode of voting today, which facilitates the proceedings. One more technical comments. Today in the room we have a big crowd, so if any of you does not feel comfortable when voting because there is another shareholder next to them, here in the front rows there are some free seats, so please take them. If any of you feels uncomfortable, please voice your doubts, voice your comments, and we will find a solution to respect your shareholders' rights. In the meantime, I obtained the information that will allow us to proceed with the meeting. So now I'd like to tell you that today there are 320 shareholders which hold 85,539,753 votes. When it comes to share capital and votes, this gives us 83.79% of the attendees. So I sign off the attendance list, and I would like to say that the meeting has been duly convened via the resolution announced online on the 18th of April, and the current report for 2019, this was the report number 13. So now, following the regulations, this AGM is valid despite the number of the attendees, unless the bank statute says otherwise. So the AGM has been duly convened and it can take resolutions. Now I would like to proceed to the regulations number 2 when it comes to adopting the agenda of AGM 2019. So I just remind you that the items will be clustered up. If any of you does not agree with this kind of proceedings, please voice your doubts. So now I would like to open the vote on secret ballot on the item number 2. Please cast your votes in a secret ballot.
Czy ktoś z Państwa chciał wykonać...
Is there any of you who wanted to cast their vote and hasn't done so? I don't see any, so I close the vote. Please present the result.
Dla uniknięcia jakichkolwiek...
So in order to avoid any doubts, I'd like to mention that all the votings at the today's meetings will be proceeded in a secret ballot. Thanks to that, we will not have any doubts when it comes to the nature of the resolutions, whether the nature is personal or impersonal. And thanks to that, we will proceed in a more efficient mode.
Proszę Państwa, ogłaszam.
So I'd like to announce that in favor there were 85,539,753 votes. And thanks to that, I can say that the agenda of today's AGM has been unanimously adopted. Now I'd like to proceed to the item number 5, but before we vote on the item number 3 when it comes to the financial statements and its adoption, I would like to hand over to the CEO.
Ladies and gentlemen, dear shareholders, 2018 was special year in the history of our group here in Poland. We delivered large strategic projects while growing organically and extending the scale of our operations in Poland. There were a few strategic projects. We changed our name and our brand and the address of our headquarters, and this created additional potential for growth. We're now taking full advantage of the Santander brand that is 160 years old and is the synonym of strength and safety, innovation and innovation capacity. We have successfully incorporated the core business of Deutsche Bank Polska, including retail banking, private banking, and SMEs. We also purchased 100% share in DB Securities. We ran legal and operational mergers simultaneously while rebranding our branch network. We acquired over 400,000 customers that now have access to our customer propositions. This strengthened our position, especially in terms of the segment of affluent customers. We are implementing the agile methodology, and in 2018 we continue to develop the mortgage bank, introduce our strategic transformation, which includes digital transformation as well as the transformation of our business model and corporate culture. We took advantage of the macro environment. The GDP growth was 5.1%. Consumption was on the rise as well as investment and wages. The unemployment rate was record low. The residential market continued to grow. However, Polish enterprises faced the challenge finding skilled labor force. This translated into higher wage pressure. The Polish economy took advantage of the economic cycle in the Eurozone and the revival in the absorption of the EU funds. The Polish current account was almost balanced. Inflation remained low. There was no indication in the imbalance on the FX market, and as a result, the rating agencies and financial institutions continued to revise the ratings to the upside. Despite the low interest rates and higher regulatory burdens, the situation in the Polish banking sector was good. There were some challenge that came that was risk to the potential legal regulation relating to the FX loans. In 2018, the sector continued to consolidate. There was some slight turbulence on the capital markets. This impacted the fee income. However, overall, the net interest income continued to grow. We managed to work on that side despite of having to switch to IFRS 9. In 2018, we continued to deliver a brand promise, Bank as You Want It. We wanted to provide the best customer experience for both our individual and business customers. We continued to work on to simplify our offer and our lending processes. We continued to invest in new technologies. We've been adapting those not only in terms of the services offered to our customers, but also in terms of cybersecurity. Our ambition, which we managed to realize, was to make Santander Bank Polska a leader in terms of payments. We were the first in Poland to launch or possible payment solutions, mobile payment solution that includes Blik, Apple Pay, Google Pay, Fitbit Pay, and Garmin Pay. The users, the holders of our accounts, and that's over 1 million people, can now use instant transfers without any additional charges. One of the most spectacular implementation last year was OnePay FX, which are about instant transfers powered by blockchain. We were the first to launch Swift instant PLN transfers. Those are available to both business and retail customers. The solution is Santander was the first in the world to offer this type of solutions. Now they're available in Spain, the UK, Brazil, and Poland. In 2018, we continued, as I said, with our innovation technologies. We continued the development of our CRM, big data. We continued cooperation with fintechs. The digital transformation was progressing in retail banking, in SMEs, business and corporate banking, and investment banking. We launched e-księgowość, which is e-accounting solutions available to SMEs. We also launched Santander Cash Nexus, which is a global platform with a comprehensive set of transactional solutions through direct e-communication. In 2018, we restructured our business model, and especially in business and corporate banking, introducing a new sales model and improving our service quality. We continued our approach and acquisitions in the strategic sectors. In 2018, this sector generated a growth of 16%, while in foreign trade, the growth recorded was 15% higher. Our efforts and our work, as a result of our effort and our work, we reported a net profit attributable to shareholders of 2.2 billion zlotys. Gross loans increased by 28.5% year-on-year, while deposits went up 36.5% year-on-year. The bank's assets went up to over 183 billion zlotys. At the moment, the bank itself manages a base of 5 million customers, while the group manages almost 7 million customers. We continued with our bank's mission, which is to help our customers prosper. And it's not only about providing them financial services, it's also about taking responsibility for the commitments towards our stakeholders. We believe as a bank that taking non-financial care of our stakeholders are the best direction for sustainable growth. We run a number of initiatives aimed at developing talents and leaders. We have been awarded Top Employer Polska and Top Employer Europe. We've also received the award for the most wanted employer on the market. Last year, we modernized 2,600 positions at our bank. We have a barrier-free solution. Our app receives many awards. Our foundation is very active. We have a lot of volunteering schemes, and over 1,300 of our employees participate in our project as volunteers. Let me remind you that we continue to run our projects under Santander Universidades. We were the first institution in Poland to run current updates on our CSR activities. This all happens on our website. Last year, we received the Bank of the Year award from the Marker magazine. We got it for efficient operations and our performance growth. So we entered 2019 with new energy, and when we're working intensively to take advantage of our potential. In the future months and years, we want to focus even more on responsible banking activities. I want to mention some of them, those related to sustainable development and environment. As you probably know, we were the first commercial bank to issue green bonds of 137.1 million euros. So we set the benchmark as part of our green strategy, which is an integral element of our bank. We will continue with that in the years to come. Not so long ago, we were the only bank that signed a pact on sustainable use of plastics. With other entities, we will be creating a roadmap for the sustainable use of plastics, and we want to support our customers in transforming their business so that they're more aligned with the social expectations. In terms of the energy sector, we'll only be involved in the project that reduce the negative effect on environment and society. So Santander Bank Polska will not be financing carbon-powered energy, any new carbon-powered energy blocks or carbon mines. And by 2013, we want to reduce our exposure to the coal producers to zero. These are one of the assumptions in our environmental policies that will be adopted by the end of June this year. As an organization, we'll be more environment friendly. We undertook to switch gradually to green energy. We are also going hybrid with our car fleet, and we'll be encouraging our employees, giving them a no car allowance. We'll be encouraging them to use public transportation. By the end of the year, we want to reduce our plastic use to zero. To sum up, I hope at the end a meeting will be able to tell you about more strategic projects for sustainable growth and responsible banking, and I hope we'll be able to tell you that they are complementary or they even support our business and efficiency objectives. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. So now, we would like to proceed to items number 5, 6 and 7 of the agenda. This is about analyzing the financial statements following the information coming from the CEO. If you have any doubts when it comes to draft resolutions, okay, we have a question. Please introduce yourself. Jakub Wróblewski. I'm a minority shareholder. I'd like to ask a couple of questions related to what the CEO said. This is related to the financial statements of the bank. I can ask these questions later on, but I can do that now. There is a possibility of asking these questions, of course. Thank you. I'd like to draw your attention to two formal facts. The questions should relate to the agenda that we are currently commenting on. The bank is a public company and is subject to law regulations. Okay, I would like to add that the parent company, Bank Santander, envisages 8 minutes for each question, and Anna Butin takes all the questions, so there is a long discussion during the AGM on the 17th of April. Thank you for drawing our attention to some steps that Santander Bank Polska is taking towards to improving the sustainable growth and being more environmental friendly. This is the most important long-term and medium-term task of all the financial and non-financial organizations. The Stability Board underlined these questions. Central banks of the UK and France, AXA, Allianz, and Generali underline the importance of all these facts. Also, the European Commission is currently discussing about the time horizon of 2050 and being more environmental friendly. You have mentioned the fact that a bank eliminated the possibility of financing coking coal mines financing, and I also heard that financing such mines will be eliminated. But project financing belongs to the past, which means that the majority of energy sector companies are financed with general corporate loans and bond issue. PGE and ZPE are responsible for mining 60% of mining coal, and they are projecting new coal projects. They are projecting some new mines, which are going to operate starting from 2030, which means exceeding the horizon envisaged by OECD. This is the need of eliminating coking coal energy to 2030. How does it relate to the AGM? Santander Bank Polska is crediting those two companies that I have mentioned. In September 2018, this was one of four banks that granted 4.1 million zlotys to PG groups. And I have four questions. This was a comment, introduction, now questions. When Santander Bank Polska is going to announce the policy of reducing the CO2 emission reduction? So when will you inscribe into this omnipresent trend of limiting the trend? This is, for instance, already present in Spain, which is the country of your parent company. When are you going to publish your financed issues? In difference to which the issues that you have mentioned. The third question, when Bank Santander is going to introduce public criteria limiting and prohibiting financing companies whose strategies is not in line with what was agreed in Paris and signed by Poland and many other countries. Now, number four. The standard is to define criteria for corporations. The standard which is in place is to limit or prohibit financing of companies which produce 30% of energy on the basis of the coking coal. BBVA, your Spanish peer, is at the level of 30% already, and they are planning to reduce their exposure to such companies even more. And now, this is also about limiting financing the companies which are planning to build new mines in Poland. So when are you going to prohibit financing of such companies which have a strategy of building mines? Thank you. I would like to hand over to the CEO right now. One more question, I'm sorry. So this is the formal mode of handing in these questions to the CEO. Now let's hand over to the CEO. Thank you for these questions. I'll try to take them. In my introduction, I was trying to underline the fact how serious our approach is, both in Poland and in the group. I would like to say that within our policies, when it comes to project financing, we always take into account their influence on the environment. Our rules in these policies are updated every year. When it comes to energy and mining, as well as metal policy, when it comes to coking coal projects, these include the criteria of efficiency and emission. So these projects and our financing need to meet some legal requirements. Currently, within our credit policy, we approve only the transactions which improve the impact on the environment. Currently, this is 20%, and in net efficiency terms, this is 40% at least. I would like to say that for us, what is happening in the group is a big inspiration. In November 2018, Santander Bank Management Board approved some new regulations and some new policies when it comes to this mining sector. On the 18th of December 2018, they were announced online, and this revised new energy policy envisages that Santander will not provide financial products or equity management and advisory related to new coking coal mines and for new customers related to these mines. According to these policies, there are some restrictions when it comes to provision to services related to transactions with mines, investing in mine capacities. And these policies are being currently implemented locally, which is in all the countries where Santander operates. Currently, we are preparing an update of these policies right now in Poland, and we are working on the implementation and the final shape. Also, we want to complete these works by the end of June 2019. These policies will include all the aspects that you have mentioned in your questions.
Dziękuję bardzo uprzejmie.
Thank you very much. So now I would like to what has been previously said. We would now like to proceed to the draft resolution number 3 when it comes to the approval of bank's financial statements for 2018. I would like you to cast your votes through secret ballots.
Czy ktoś z państwa chciał wykonać prawo?
Is there anybody who wanted to cast their votes and hasn't done so? Okay, I don't see any, so now let's see the results.
Że państwo oświadczam, że za.
So in favor 85,477,868, against 0, abstained 61,885 votes, which is why I announced the resolution has been adopted. Now I would like to go to item 6 of the agenda, the draft resolution number 4 on approval of the consolidated financial statements of Santander Bank Polska Group for the year 2018. I open the vote through secret ballot. Please cast your votes.
Czy ktoś z państwa chciał wykonać?
Is there anybody who wanted to cast their votes and hasn't done so? I don't see any, so I close the vote.
Oświadczam.
I announced that in favor there were 85,477,868 votes, against nothing, abstentions 61,885, which is why I hereby announce the resolution has been adopted. And now I'd like to proceed to the item 7 of the agenda and the draft resolution number 5 on the approval of the Management Board report on Santander Bank Polska Group performance in 2018, including Management Board report on Santander Bank Polska performance. So I open the vote in a secret ballot. Please cast your votes.
Czy ktoś z państwa chciał wykonać prawo głosu?
Is there anybody who wanted to cast their vote and hasn't done so? Okay, I don't see any, so please present their results.
Oświadczam, że za.
In favor 85,477,868 votes, against 0, abstentions 61,885. Which is why I hereby announce the resolution has been adopted. Now I would like to go to the number 8 of the agenda, and I would like to indicate that current report number 8, 2018 and 13, 2019, together with the profit distribution, dividend registration, and dividend payment date, together with these documents, there was a recommendation of the Management Board passed on the dividend payout. This recommendation has been presented publicly, but during to some prudential rules, I'd like to ask you if you want me to read it in full. I don't see any, so I'd like to go to the item 6 of the agenda, profit distribution, dividend registration, and dividend payment date. I open the vote through secret ballot.
Czy ktoś z Państwa chciał...
Is there anybody who wanted to cast their vote and hasn't done so? Okay, I close the vote.
Oświadczam, że...
In favour, 85,539,753 votes. So the resolution has been adopted unanimously. Now, following the approval of the financial statements and the dividend issues, now I'd like to proceed to the item 9 of the agenda, which is to give discharge to the management board members. Because of some prudential regulations, I'd like to remind you of the Article 413 of the Commercial Companies Code, which includes some limitations when it comes to perform their rights by shareholders who are voted on. If there are any questions or doubts in this respect, please voice your doubts and our legal advisor, Mr. Gasiński, will provide you with some support. We are currently discussing item 9 of the agenda, draft resolution number 7 on giving discharge to the president of the management board for performance of his duties. So now I open the vote through secret ballot. Please cast your votes.
Czy ktoś z Państwa chciał wykonać prawo głosu?
Is there anybody who wanted to cast their votes and hasn't done so? If not, I close the vote. Please present the result.
Oświadczam, że za.
I hereby.
5,424,768 against 53,100 votes, abstentions 61,885, which is why I hereby announce the resolution has been adopted.
Do projektu uchwały numer 8 w sprawie...
Let me move to resolution 8, giving discharge to Vice President of the Management Board, Andrzej Burliga. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? Yes, so the voting is now closed. We have 85,424,768 against 53,100, and we have 65,885 abstention. So I hereby declare this resolution has been adopted. We're now moving to draft resolution number 9, giving discharge to Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Michael McCarthy. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot.
Czy ktoś z Państwa chciał...
Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768 against 53,100, and we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that this resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 10, giving discharge to Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Juan de Porras Aguirre. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768 against 53,100, and we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that this resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 11, giving discharge to Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Arkadiusz Przybył. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768. Against, 53,100. And we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 12, giving discharge to Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Mirosław Skiba. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768. Against, 53,100. And we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 13, giving discharge to Vice President of the Management Board, Mr. Felix Szyszkowiak. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768. Against, 53,100. And we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 14 on giving discharge to member of the management board, Mr. Artur Chodacki. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768. Against, 53,100. And we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 15, giving discharge to member of the management board, Mr. Carlos Polaino Izquierdo. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768. Against, 53,100. And we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 16 on giving discharge to member of management board, Mr. Martin Prell. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favor, 85,424,768. 53,100 against, and we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 17, giving discharge to member of the management board, Mr. Maciej Reluga. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favour, 85,424,768, against 53,100, and we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 18 on giving discharge to member of the management board, Dorota Strojkowska. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? This voting is now closed. In favour, 85,424,768. Against, 53,100. And we have 61,885 abstentions. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Congratulations to all the members of the management board on being granted discharge. Let me move to item 10 of the agenda, where that's resolution on the approval of the Supervisory Board reports. But before we start the vote, let me hand over to the Chairman of the Supervisory Board.
Thank you, Chairman. You already have comprehensive commentary in the published information for this meeting, so I don't intend to duplicate that by verbal commentary. Probably 3 points. Brief comment on the Supervisory Board of the Bank perspective on 2018. A commentary on the strength and stability and health of the organisation today. And thirdly, the ambitions for the bank going forward. As my good colleague, CEO Michał Gajewski, has already commented, 2018 clearly was a momentous year for the bank. And from a governance and oversight perspective, I would highlight, complex projects like the rebranding of the organization, which is a very extensive program, and the acquisition of the carve-out of the Deutsche Bank bank here in Poland. Both of those were executed in exemplary manner. And that's not just the supervisory board saying it, but when you consider the complexity of a carve-out of an acquisition from another bank, first time in the market, our bank, we did not buy an entity. We bought a carve-out of something over 400,000 customers. Very complex. Not one complaint, not one query, as we understand it, to UOKiK, to the Office for Consumer Protection and Fair Trade. I think that speaks volumes about the professionalism of execution. And while the rebranding and the acquisition of Deutsche was being done, there is a substantial transformation going on in the organization for the benefit of our customers and for our employees and other stakeholders, not least our shareholders. The way customers want to be served today, we all know that in a digital type environment, it changes fundamentally the business model of doing banking. And like our parent, the Santander Group, Santander Polska is at the leading edge of that transformation for the benefit, as I said, of customers, employees, shareholders, and the economies in which we serve. So on behalf of the Supervisory Board, I want to compliment our President and the Management Board for excellent execution. It was executed as was planned, as was committed, and there was no variance. And done in the context of our regulator yet again confirming the satisfactory position of the bank from quite a recent inspection. So what have we today? And it's important we get the opportunity to convey this to our loyal shareholders. We have a very strong bank today. That's not by any way being arrogant at all. We operate in a very challenging environment. Europe is a challenging environment. Poland is a challenging environment. There is disproportionate tax and levies on the banking sector today. That, an example in Poland, the sector is not earning a sufficient return on capital to meet the cost of capital. Because we are an outperformer, we get some surplus on the cost of capital, but nothing like it was. That is a systemic issue, not for banking, but for the economy going forward. And that levy and that extraordinary tax cost and the cost of funding the banking guarantee fund, it is extraordinary, and it's now at a tipping point where the sector, on the face of it, would not be able to continue financing the growing economy here in Poland. So it's an important subject. It's a matter that needs discussion in the right forums, and we intend to participate in that in a responsible way. That being said, we are a very well capitalized organization today. The figures are in our reports today. You know, total capital approaching 18%, core capital in excess of 15%. So we are stable, safe, and we can fund our growth. Likewise, we are self-funded, which is important. Liquidity in banking today is very important. And we are grateful to our loyal depositors who find us safe, secure, and trustworthy. And therefore, our deposit base continues to grow. We do return superior performance on any key metrics. We are now number two in the market. Size is not the be-all and end-all, but it is a matter of banking is about scale today and about strength because of the substantial investment you have to make in modern technology in moving forward your changing business model, and you have to be able to pay a dividend to your loyal shareholders. We earn sufficient returns to be able to do that. Looking forward, under the governance of the Supervisory Board, the Management Board will continue to invest substantially in digital, in new technologies. It's about simplifying the proposition, about making it more accessible for the customer. When, where, how, that's the customer's prerogative, and we will be at the leading edge of that. As Micheál mentioned, I have touched on, we have rebranded in the name of our parent. Santander Group is undoubtedly the strongest bank in the European landscape today. We are fortunate to be part of that. And we're unique in the Polish market in the context of our international reach. 50% of this economy is international trade. Santander is unique in the context of that international reach. And with our colleagues in other markets and at the corporate centre, we want to optimise that for our customers, and it's very important. I was pleased with the questions that were posed on the environment. Again, as Michal said, we are addressing that. There will be refreshed policies issued within a matter of weeks, the end of June. In line with our group, we have very clear stated policy about being a responsible bank across many facets, the environment, the communities in where we operate, and that not alone do we look after our shareholders, but we invest heavily in the communities, in the environment, in education, in arts and culture, and last but not least, in communities that are less fortunate and quite rightly under good social policy. As a bank, we have a systemic responsibility to make sure that those communities are allowed to grow and prosper. So we look forward to the future with confidence. As I'm going to repeat, it is a challenging market. It is heavily regulated. There is a disproportionate tax obligation. But we're adapting to all of that. That's for leadership and management to deal with. So, two things. One, I want to re-emphasise the Supervisory Board's full confidence in the management team. And thank you for endorsing that today. 99.85% of our shareholders share that opinion. And I think that's a strong endorsement of the great work that's been done. So I want to thank the management team and all employees for their commitment and great work in 2018. And we as a supervisory board have full confidence that we will build on that going forward. Finally, I want to thank our shareholders. The loyalty and sustainability of our shareholder base is critically important to us. And therefore, recognising and rewarding that loyalty is also very important to us. That's why we are very pleased today that we have just passed the resolution of paying an unprecedented level of dividend in excess of 2 billion zloty, which is a accumulation of 2016, 17 and 18. And our intention going forward is that we will pay a significant amount of our annual profits by way of dividend while we continue to fund the growth of our business and invest in new innovations. So thank you very much. And I think we can all be quite rightly proud, not arrogant, proud of this organisation and the systemic importance it has in the Polish environment. Thank you.
Dziękuję, panie przewodniczący.
Thank you, Chairman. Now I would like to remind you that currently we are discussing item 10 of the agenda, and now I'd like to vote on the resolution, on the draft resolution number 19 on the financial, on the approval of the supervisory reports, board reports, remuneration policy assessment and sustainability assessment of the supervisory board. So please cast your votes in a secret ballot.
Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. In favour, 85,477,867. Against, 0. And we have 61,886 abstentions. I hereby declare that this resolution has been approved. Let me move to item 11 of the agenda. We'll be voting on draft resolution number 20, giving discharge to the members of the supervisory board. Let's start by giving discharge to the chairman of the supervisory board, Mr. Jerry Byrne. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 in favour, we have 53,100 against, and we have one abstention. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 21 on giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Mr. José García Cantera. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,483,652 votes in favour. We have 53,100 votes against, and we have one abstention. I hereby declare that this resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 23 on giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Danuta Dombrowska. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour. We have 53,100 votes against, and we have one abstention. I hereby declare the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 23 on giving discharge to member of supervisory board to Mr. David R. Hexter. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? Voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 votes against, and we have one abstention. I hereby declare the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 24 on giving discharge to member of supervisory board, Mr. Witold Jurcewicz. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 votes against, and one abstention. I hereby declare the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 25, giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Mr. José Luis de Mora. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 against, and we have one abstention. I hereby declare the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 26, giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Mr. John Power. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 votes against, and one abstention. I hereby declare the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 27 on giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Mr. Jerzy Surma. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot.
Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 votes against, and one abstention. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 28, giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Mr. José Manuel Campa. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 against, and one abstention. I hereby declare the resolution has been adopted. Let me move to draft resolution number 29 on giving discharge to member of the supervisory board, Marynika Woroszylska-Sapieha. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,486,652 votes in favour, 53,100 against, and one abstention. I hereby declare that the resolution has been adopted. Congratulations to all the members of the Supervisory Board. Let me move to item 12 of the agenda. That's draft resolution number 30, amendments to the bank's statute. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Let me remind you, we have qualified majority, 3/4. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is now closed. We have 85,539,752 votes in favour, one abstention. So this resolution has been adopted. Let me move to item 13 of the agenda, draft resolution number 31. On amendments to the annual general meeting resolution number 41 dated 17 May 2017 regarding determining the remuneration of the supervisory board members, and amendments to the annual general meeting resolution number 34 dated 16 May 2018 regarding determining additional remuneration for the supervisory board member. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? The voting is pending. Some proxies represent more than one shareholder, so it might take longer. Has everyone been able to cast their vote? Voting is now closed. We have 76,885,257 votes in favour, 7,336,897 votes against, and we have 1,317,599 abstentions. The resolution has been
adopted. Let me move to item 14 of the agenda, draft resolution number 42 on approving supervisory board members of Santander Bank Polska suitability assessment and supervisory board members of Santander Bank Polska appointing and succession policy. Please cast your vote in a secret ballot. Have you all been able to cast your vote? The voting is now closed.
I hereby declare that in favour there were 85,539,753 votes, which is why the resolution has been unanimously adopted. Now I'd like to proceed to item 15 of the agenda. The agenda has been exhausted. There are no qualifications to the adopted resolutions, which is why I'd like to thank you for the participation and thank you for the participants and for the people who have prepared this meeting. I close the meeting. Thank you. So one more thing I would like to say, sorry for being late.